Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I think I want to do a lie detector test and make sure that you actually are excited to be here with me tonight. Or that you think I'm actually lovely.
I definitely do.
I know. I think that's a green light.
Green light. We did get some questions about
the sanctity of this test.
And then, like, I was just perusing the questions and I'm like already thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, why did they let them just answer however they wanted? Why did JoJo administer this test and not like some guy from those old reality shows we were talking about? We'll get to it. But yeah, that was probably not the most accurate thing in the world.
I would say maybe not.
Yeah. I think Riley was on the right side of that, where he was saying, like, I would not allow this in court.
Well, Riley's a lawyer. He knows that lie detector tests are no longer admissible in court. He's also probably seen a lie detector before, and that's not what they look like. They do not look like a MacBook attached to three light bulbs.
Is this a product we can buy? Is this like a joke lie detector test that you can buy on eBay or something?
I think we could just make our own, honestly.
Yeah, who was manning the controls behind them?
I think we all know who is manning the controls. The producers, like.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because, like, wasn't there one where it was, like, it lit up green, like, right away? And, like, there wasn't, like, the same timing for each of them either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what they've done in the past, but it wasn't quite that. Well, can you believe that we're already mentioning the word hometown on this season?
Ooh, that feels early.
Yeah. I think they're stretching out these episodes a little bit. This was not an episode where we ended on a rose ceremony. We had the rose ceremony kind of at the beginning. So we're kind of getting half episodes so far, it seems like.
Yeah.
We have two one-on-ones this week, so we didn't get to that second one-on-one. We only got to that first one-on-one. And then the group date. So it's kind of, that's sort of a repeat of last week in a way.
Something tells me this one-on-one isn't going to go too well either. Like, I just have a feeling it's just not going to happen.
Oh, like it won't even happen. Oh, it just won't happen for him. Yeah. When he gets a rose and I'm like totally shocked that he moves forward, it's probably not boding well that he's getting this one-on-one. Right before hometowns, and we've seen.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think interactions. He was going to make it to this round.
Yeah, this is a strange one. So we start out actually with this 2-on-1, this faux 2-on-1 with Bennett and Noah. We kind of thought that Bennett was going to get the heave ho last week. It was our prediction, and that happened. So we see her talk with both of them. How did you think the two separate talks went?
They were both dumb.
Both didn't go too well. But I could just from her interaction with Bennett, it looked like there was no love lost there. Like, she just was not, like, her body language, her facial expression seemed like not into anything he was saying.
Neither of them, it seemed like I'm pretty surprised she didn't just immediately send both of them home, because she didn't really seem interested in what either one of them had to say. Because after the other conversation that Bennett and Noah had in front of Tayshia, where she was just like, why hasn't this been figured out?
Yeah.
And they were both like, like, I'm surprised she wasn't just like, you know what? No, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, that probably killed her right there. I love when she asked, like, what's in the box? And then it's like, that's a gift that I got young Noah. And then she's like, okay. And she didn't even ask to, like, look in it at all.
I thought she was going to. And I thought that was going to be like, okay, this is it.
Bennett, go home.
You're going home, yeah.
Yeah. He's probably lucky that she didn't. She just couldn't care less. But I don't know. I thought she at least smiled at first when she saw Noah. So I was like, okay, maybe Noah has a little chance. But then when she, after she eliminated Bennett, and we see Noah like chugging breath mints, at least she didn't see that part. But then she comes in and he's smiling, and right away she cuts him down. Like, no, stop smiling. So I thought like he was done there too.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually made it through that little portion, and then
she didn't give him the rose at that point.
No, she didn't give him the rose. So she did like pull back a little bit and was like, you know what, I need to like have a little more time to think on this, and didn't really want to give him that immediate reward, which I thought was smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also mentioned like that she felt bad with Bennett leaving. So how did you interpret that? Because I thought he left kind of weird. Like, I thought he just totally deserved to leave. And
yeah,
he wasn't really I don't know. He was like, well, this was working for me, Tayshia. Like, it wasn't anything about her. So I didn't, like, see the chemistry there.
No, I agree with you. I just didn't really buy what he was trying to sell me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just Bennett, the last couple episodes, just was not doing it for me. And then, you know, this made me really not buy what he was selling me.
Yeah. He said something like, I want nothing more than to love you up. And I just cringed so hard that I was just like, that's a bad sign.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it had something to do with, like, I think she said something like something to Noah to the effect of, I didn't want to say goodbye to Bennett that way. So maybe she was annoyed that she had like was kind of forced to do this 2-on-1 and kind of choose somebody, and maybe like she just wanted to like to run its course and like say goodbye to him at a rose ceremony further down the line or something like that. That she didn't like that. Maybe it was like sooner than she wanted to get rid of him. But
I would say it's probably sooner than she wanted to get rid of him. But I think at that point she was just like, okay, I'm done here. Like, what am I doing?
Right. So then the guys come in and they see Noah there, and he kind of lets them know, well, it's not everything it seems to be. I still don't have the rose. And I don't think she even got time with him at that cocktail party, did she?
No, so I was super surprised that he stayed.
Yeah, I was too. I thought she would pull that, the Peter, and do the McKenna thing. Just like give him that false hope. But he was already, I think, expecting to leave. So then it was kind of shocking when he stayed. I was surprised that Spencer was gone. I saw a short clip just kind of on Twitter, like a promoted thing where Tayshia was on Ellen. And I didn't even watch it. I was just reading the closed captioning, and she had to like name people for like most likely to like best kisser or whatever. And for most awkward conversations, she said Spencer. So that is the only thing I can go off of like,
that's so wild to me, because he got the first impression rose.
Yeah, I guess the first impression was good, and then nothing else after that was good.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, they didn't even show any of their conversations, so I wouldn't even been able to tell it was awkward. But we saw a little mini date with Riley. He had a little cake for her for their 1 week anniversary. And I saw some people saying, like, what, they've only like known each other for a week. But if we remember, he did that like contract to like be my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the 1 week is. It's not like they've had they've had at least like 2.5 weeks, guys. Like, let's not freak out, you know?
Yes. Congrats to them on their 1 week anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going much further than that.
Right.
Do you think Riley's going to win this?
I don't think he's going to win. I just think it's like too late of a push. Like, he's doing good. I thought that was a cute move. I can't remember seeing anything quite like it, like where they're celebrating like a silly anniversary like that. So I thought that was kind of cute. Maybe like a paradise thing, but not on the actual show. And then, you know, she got to learn more about him, but I just think because it wasn't on a one-on-one date later on and he didn't get the one-on-one, I'm a little concerned that he's not making it to hometown week, as they're calling it now. because they're not really going to the hometowns, as we can imagine.
What a wild time we live in.
Yes. I'm just kind of surprised they're even mentioning it as hometowns.
I'm really surprised. Very, very surprised.
Yeah. And we see, let's see, I'll get to that later. But so we see the rose ceremony. Zach and Ben already have their roses from the previous dates. And Brendan, Riley, Blake, Ivan, Noah move forward. So we say goodbye to Spencer, Damar, and Ed. So I think my prediction, I would have swapped out Blake for Spencer there.
Agreed.
Or Noah after what happened. But
yeah, I think she just digs Noah too much.
Yeah, I think there's like, and maybe part of it is like kind of proving the other guy's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, totally. Saying like, oh, you're not going to end up with him. So if you just like let him go right then, sort of playing into that. So it was JoJo is still hosting and she did come in, but she did not. Did you know she did not say this is the final rose tonight?
I did, but I didn't care that much. Yeah. If I'm being honest with everyone.
Do you think was a mandate that she couldn't say it? Or do you think she's like, this is pointless? Why would I say it?
It's even possible it got cut. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, she might have actually tried it out. And then we learn that this is where we learn that it's hometowns are coming up. So, like, the dates are the most important. And we see Ben get the first date card. And then Zach really had an emotional reaction about, like, just the idea of hometown week.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that reaction?
They just cut the preview for this episode so weird that we thought Zach was going to leave because he said he cheated on somebody and, you know, whatever.
And it was really his reaction to this.
Like, yeah.
This is what makes it real or something. Yeah. Because we see like Tayshia storming away from him, which never actually happened. But yeah, I wonder if they didn't really say how they're going to see their families, but I'm guessing that they're flying them out to La Quinta. And so maybe if you haven't seen your family for all of quarantine, it would be pretty emotional too. Like, hey, if I make it through, I get to like see some of my family members and they get to meet this person. But yeah, he was just saying like his family is everything to him, as we learned last week about how they helped him through his rehab process. And then first date, Ben and Tayshia have a little, what would you call it? Like a treasure hunt, scavenger hunt kind of thing? Like a
on like clues. Motorized scooters. Yeah, I guess it was a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
What didn't Ben just do the scavenger hunt like 2 weeks ago?
Was he on that date? I don't think he was.
I have no idea.
He might have been. This felt like very thrown together.
Yeah, every one of these feels thrown together.
This one even more so, because we didn't even see, like, we saw one clue, and then we didn't even see them reading the other clues, so they couldn't have been, you know, very, like, Amazing Race-worthy clues. And then they were supposed to, like, find a private oasis, and as far as I could tell, it was just a bench with a few drinks next to it. I don't think there was a pool or anything.
I don't even know if they're trying. Like, they're not trying here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, can you blame them that much? I don't know.
Yeah. But there was a lot of excitement, I feel like, around JoJo and the scooters and this new way of hosting. I thought, like, she is a fun addition to the show.
I agree.
Yeah. So I think the scooters were the most exciting thing probably of that date.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun.
At least the first part of the date. So the real like important stuff happened on their dinner portion. We learn more about Ben. So this was a very serious topic. I was totally thrown by this. I was not expecting, you know, I thought we kind of learned everything about Ben last week and that, you know, it's like, oh, he like told his emotional story about having an eating disorder last week. And so Tayshia was trying to get him like more out of him, and I was like, well, what's he gonna say? And he revealed that he had two failed suicide attempts. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. Good on him for talking about it and being able to open up about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's gonna do a world of good for some people. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that we're having these discussions on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably partially why I was so thrown by it. Like, well, they're actually like going they're talking about these really difficult topics and someone's opening up about this. It was something that he had talked about how his sister helped him through it, but she didn't even know about it. He was like, well, I guess she'll know now.
I really do hope the producers had a conversation with him and said, hey, like either beforehand say, hey, are you cool with us airing this? Or at least saying, hey, this is being shown. Like, mm-hmm. we want you to know that. We want you to prepare your family if that's something you want to do.
Right.
I hope they had a conversation with him, even out of respect. Like, I know that they signed these ironclad contracts and they can make them, they can just put on whatever they want that's filmed. But I do hope they had a conversation with him.
Yeah, I hope so. And then they also, which I can't remember them having this before, but they had, and maybe they did with on Colton season, but they had a card at the end of, like, before they went to commercial with Chris Harrison doing a voiceover about, you know, if you are struggling and need help, and then with a number to the suicide helpline.
Yeah, actually, Doug sent me the numbers. One of Doug's texts was those numbers. So let me pull that up so I can just say them on here. In Canada, it's 1-833-456-4566. And in the States, it's 1-800-273-8255. So if you do need help, you can call those numbers.
Yeah, I think is it really going to help people, especially seeing someone where
they seem like they have it all together.
Seem like they have it all together and just not what you would expect. And also, you know, he talked about how he was really aggressive with going to therapy and working through it. So,
yes.
I think that's a good message that he didn't feel comfortable even telling his sister, who is closest to him. So, but that he knew, like, you don't have to tell somebody that you don't want to tell, but just reach out to someone. It can be the anonymous helpline or a therapist. So just reach out to somebody. And then what did you think of Tayshia's reaction?
I think it was what she, I think she responded to his energy.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought she was really good at, you know, saying like, I see you, I hear you. And, just, you know, he said like, it means more than, you know, so just like, I think having someone that he could tell and feeling comfortable with that. Since she was apparently the first person that he had told outside of his therapist. And then your favorite part, they have a private concert afterwards.
I mean, do we have to do this? Of course we do.
This was Adam Hambrick. I think he had like 5,000 Twitter followers last I checked. So not, I didn't feel bad for like not knowing who it was, but I usually don't. So it had to be somebody that agreed to, you know, with their band quarantine there. So I would think it would appeal more to like the up and comers.
Yeah. Like, what do you think the quarantine process is for these guys?
I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, at least I guess they did like put a little effort into the second part of the date. But let's talk about what we really want to talk about is this group date with the lie detector. The date card says, the truth is I'm falling in love. It goes to Zach, Brendan, Ivan, Noah, and Riley. And it's one of those, like, phrasing, you can't really guess what it's going to be. Like, I don't think that's anything anybody was expecting to see JoJo hooked up to, like, three light bulbs of varying colors. And, yeah, it was a MacBook, right?
I mean, it. Oh my God!
What did, like, they actually have to hook themselves up to?
No. Like, of course, this was all fake. We all know this was fake. We all know that the producers were controlling the lights behind the scenes.
Yeah, because every time I've seen a lie detector before, they like show the person. It's always like a guy, middle aged, balding, with like glasses and a dark
not
suit.
Like JoJo.
Yeah, not at all like JoJo. Very serious, like looking down, analyzing every little thing. And then they'll do like the thumbs up, thumbs down. Like there's no light bulbs that go off. And then they like name the credentials and like, I don't know. This was like, and then they even had Like they showed Riley saying his name, like, oh, say your name to get a baseline. And I don't know if they ever, if they normally did that or if they do that with, they must have done that with everyone, but they obviously knew. I think
they
knew.
Did that with everyone, but also they knew.
Yeah.
That this wasn't really Riley's, like, this wasn't Riley's birth name, I guess. I don't know if that's.
Right. Right. So they knew, like, that they would put, like, an inconclusive there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a few different types of questions. Which ones were you wanting more of, like, the silly questions that Andy asked the guys? Like, do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom kind of thing? Or did you like how this, like, got some real info out of them?
I like the real info.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of surprised they didn't, they showed, like, different questions for each guy. So I don't know if they all got the same set or if they kind of tailored them.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose if you're, like, going last and you see all the questions, you could kind of, like, prepare yourself to, like, be cool and calm and answer it. Because I don't know, the guys, like, seem to take it somewhat seriously. Because based on Zach, his answer about, like, have you cheated? So he just said yes.
Yeah. And we find out later that it was, like, on his, like, sixth grade girlfriend. Like, what? Wild. Like, who cares? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. So I felt like that was a little fishy. Because yeah. Why wouldn't he just say that right then? Like, why wouldn't he just say, like, yes, but it was in sixth grade? Like, yes, it was just a kiss or something. Maybe he thought you just could say yes or no, because some guys did not just answer yes or no. No, because he answered something like, I hope so. Like, will you be ready to propose? And he said, like, I hope so.
Yeah.
Or they asked, do you think you can fall in love with Tayshia? And said, maybe it's already happened. Which, and that was, like, right after he said that he cheated on someone. So yeah. that was like really weird vibes I was getting from that.
But the whole thing was weird.
Yeah.
Like, Brendan was incredibly uncomfortable. Like, do you think Brendan in this state is going to sewer him in his future with Tayshia?
Maybe a little bit, because it was, like, as a result of this date. So we see him ask, like, are you excited to meet Tayshia's family? Are you excited for Tayshia to meet your family? And both of the results were inconclusive. But, and then he's kind of, like, playfully, like, I swear I am, you know, like, kind of like.
Again, but this is the producers pressing the light. They've had the conversations with him. They've had the confessionals saying, like, I want to get there, but I'm not totally sure if I'm there yet.
Yeah. Or I don't think I want to, I don't know if I'm ready to propose at the end, but, like, I could, you know.
Yeah.
So it kind of forced that conversation with them. And so maybe if Tayshia really wants a proposal and she can tell that he's, like, especially hesitant because he has been married before. And I thought all his points were really valid. Like, my family's seen me go through an engagement. They've seen me go through a wedding, a divorce. And so I do have mixed emotions about them coming. Like, I think she gets it too. So in that sense, I think, I would hope she's having that conversation with everyone, because I feel like if they're honest, they probably all feel somewhat like it's a little rushed, you know, like that's a normal feeling.
Yeah.
So.
Especially since, like, because of the Claire situation, they are meeting their families sooner than they would have otherwise.
Right. Right. Yeah. Let's see. She asked Ivan. Ivan's were pretty tame, I feel like. Like, have you ever been aroused around Tayshia? And
there was a pretty saucy pillow fight. I'm not surprised he said yes.
Yeah. And do you want, they were playing Twister. I mean, do you want, and then do you want kids? Yes. I don't think he had anything that was, like, not true.
Ivan's pretty normcore.
Yes, we got Zach cheated. And then we see Riley. And so he says his name is Devin Riley Christian. And so I thought, okay, he just goes by his middle name. And so because of that, that was maybe why it was flickering or whatever. But later on, she talks to him and he had a legal name change. So his original name was after his father. He was named Dwayne. And it just sounded like because of not wanting to be like the same type of guy as his father. Is that, I couldn't quite follow it exactly.
That's kind of like, yeah, that's kind of what I was picking up, and that him and his father had a falling out and he didn't really want to be connected with that. And I don't, it sounded like his father had died, and like, I don't know if they reconnected or what was mm-hmm. really going on.
Yeah. There was a time where his father had sole custody of them, and I think then he felt maybe some guilt towards his mom, like that.
Yeah, and that his dad was saying things about his mom that might not have been true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said something like he took some things from my mother that he wasn't supposed to, or something like that. So even though he, you know, he said like, I love my father, but just needed like that fresh start. My mom was with me when I got the name change, so. So it is his legal name. I have a question. Yeah.
If you were legally changing your name, mm-hmm. why would you go by your new middle name?
That's a good question. I know.
And like, I get it. Like, my dad goes by his middle name. Yeah. My grandmother goes by her middle name. Like, I get it. But like, if you're changing your name.
Right. Why would you make it more complicated for yourself? Yeah.
And like, I'm sure he has a reason. I'm sure he has a reason.
I wonder if it was like, change his name. Okay, his name, new name, Devin Riley Christian. And then like tried it out for a while. I was like, I don't know if I like Devin. Like, maybe I'm more of a Riley. And maybe it was just like, hey, I have these
he
two
is
options.
A Riley.
Yeah.
He's a Riley. And he's also like, I could see him being a Dwayne too.
Yeah. So yeah, Devin just wasn't feeling it. Or maybe it was like to honor somebody. But yeah, why wouldn't you do it? Flip it around.
Yeah.
That's funny. And then
if you're going to legally change your name, what would it be to?
So weird. I don't know.
I know. I feel like you're such an Amy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think it would be like, yeah, my mom was going to name me Siri. So I went through that. Like, that was my other option.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that?
Oh, the Hey Siri jokes you would have had to face.
And it would have been like the most unique name for like the first part of my life. Yeah. It would have been like.
I wonder if it's like a butterfly effect thing. Like, since you weren't named Siri, that's why. Up. Yeah. Like the, you know, Apple processing thing would have been called Amy, maybe.
Oh, that would have been really weird. Yeah. So now I have no like other thoughts of what it would be. But yeah, when I was younger, I was like, oh, I want a more unique name. Like, I went to camp and there were like two other Amys there, and there's always like another Amy in elementary. How about you? Because you have like two middle names.
I do. I've always felt very much like a Haley.
I can't think of anything else.
I always thought it would be cool to like spell it super differently. Mm. But like at this point, I'm glad I have a fairly simple way of spelling it, mm-hmm. even though nobody ever spells it correctly.
I suppose people always spell it like the first Haley they met. They're like, oh, this must be the typical way. But I feel like yours is like the standard way.
You would think, but like you would be surprised how many birthday cards I get that don't have my name spelled right, or like emails, you know, when my name's just like in the email. It's wild, but you know.
Yeah,
I've gotten over it at this point. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Let's see, we have the Zach and Tayshia conversation. So yeah, he basically says like, yeah, I have cheated before, and then like goes into this whole like story of that, like he didn't really reveal right away that it was sixth grade either. He was kind of like, well, I fell in love with another, or I was in love with her, but then like I met this other girl, and like you see Tayshia's like face getting like angrier and angrier. It's like, and so like we met up at the Bowl-O-Rama, and it was in sixth grade, and I kissed her, and that really upset, you know, so and so. So, I mean, it was cute, but it just like something about it was like, is that all? Like, or is this like a cool story you came up with to like make Tayshia not be mad at you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think about that.
I hope it's true, but I was kind of just thinking like, okay, you know, he's had this like rough, you know, like he got divorced. I just assumed it was like during his like addiction, and
that's what I thought too.
And I feel like that would be like an understandable, like, I don't know, something that you could excuse maybe.
Yeah.
So it better be true, and that better be the only thing, because if she finds out something else, that would
he's
not
done
be,
for.
Yeah. Now is not the time to leave anything out. And then let's see, anything, anybody else on this date that had anything like Noah? I feel like, do we even see anything with him
again? I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, we also saw Zach kind of like talk about like why didn't he hated the date, because so we had seen that in the preview, like I hated today or something like that, but he hated it because he had to say I love you without like in that setting or something. He's like, I didn't like saying it in that setting.
Yeah, which I thought was reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And then Tayshia said that she's falling in love with him too. So what is with these leads like that? It's, I feel like this is a recent trend where the leads like give something back in terms of like stating how they're feeling.
Yeah.
But now I feel like when they do that, that means they're falling in love with multiple people. Because they
wouldn't
do it.
Do you like that they're saying it?
I don't know. I kind of like the like being totally in the dark and then being totally surprised on engagement day. Like,
yeah. And not like in a bad way.
Yeah. Like where like you could sort of, I guess if she's going to say it to multiple people, then we'll still be in that same situation. But then I feel like you hurt people more that way. So maybe that's why the producers are like, oh yeah, go ahead, say it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, the groundbreaking one, I guess, was Ben Higgins. So yeah, I think maybe once he did that, then they're like, ooh, we like this. And then we don't see the second one-on-one date, but we do see a surprise at the end of this date. She's walking out the door, and who should be there? Bennett.
Is Bennett. I mean, I don't feel great about this.
No, I don't think Tayshia felt great about
this. Didn't seem like Tayshia felt great about it.
I guess he doesn't have far to go. So if he was let go the night before, he's probably not like, the limo's not taking him to the airport right then. So it's like, let me just hang around. And yeah, he followed, like he was right by her place. She lets him in. And yeah, this whole thing made me really uncomfortable. But he also says that I realized in that moment that I love you. So that made me super uncomfortable.
What a nightmare. Did you believe it at all?
No, because it felt so forced. It's like way too early again. Like they haven't had a one-on-one date. She eliminated you. So this isn't going to get you anywhere. Like she was willing to let you go. It's not that like hard for her, you know, to, but she did. She was like, I'm so confused. She didn't like bring him back. She was like, I need to sleep on it, basically.
Is she going to bring him back?
I mean, what can he do? Like she already has, do you think this new one, this next one-on-one is going to be a two-on-one now?
No.
So is he just going to get to go to the cocktail party and have like a little more conversation with her? We do see him walk into the cocktail party. So I guess he does like at least come to that. But why would you eliminate someone, let him back in to go to hometowns with no other date in between?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. No, he's not coming back. Like no, just like stick to your decision. Be like, nah, boy.
Yeah. And then he like, tried to kiss her and she's like, no, nice try. So
yeah.
Yeah. She did say like, I've always wanted a guy to show up for me like that, but it just felt like, yeah, maybe, but not, he's not the guy that you want to do that.
Mm-mm.
So like maybe she appreciates it the just, gesture, but
it was just, I didn't believe him for a single second either.
No, he's not really like, doesn't give off genuine vibes. Doesn't give off like, I don't know, relatable. I did kind of agree with Noah when he was like, you know, he's really condescending to different guys in the house. And I worry that he would get that way with you eventually. And I could totally see that.
Yeah, you're right.
And then we have two episodes next week, Monday and Tuesday.
Look at that, eh? Oh, gosh. We have two episodes next week. Yeah.
They teased a mental all. Noah was sitting in the audience, so in the chairs. So,
yeah, not great. But I also could believe that he was in the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then just brought him in because he caused so much, you know, drama or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't show any of these other guys. They didn't see Bennett. It looked like all kind of like I saw DeMar, Ed, Spencer, like kind of these recent eliminated guys. Mm-hmm. So they just like neglected to cut out Noah, I think, was the only one they missed.
Are we seeing any of the guys who Claire let go?
You know, that's a good point. That's maybe why it was so, because I was like, this mental looks really weird. They are spread out a little bit, but it was really like sparse. So I don't think so. Oh, no, they showed what's his name? The jerk that like,
oh, Yosef,
he was there. Yeah, so I guess we'll see a few. Yeah. Do we think we'll have a segment with Claire at all? Or they just want to bring that guy in so the other guys can yell at him?
I feel like we should see something with Claire.
Yeah. I think we'll get Chase in there. I don't remember if he was, I didn't notice him or not, but yeah, I think it'll be concentrated on those guys. But yeah, we have to get a villain back in the hot seat. And then, yeah, this was kind of like a, without a rose ceremony at the end, there was like a ton that happened. They had the little segment at the end with Ed doing face masks with Tayshia. So they did have mini dates that we weren't really shown. But
I feel bad that Ed got such like a weird edit on the show when he seems kind of fun.
He was kind of fun. He wants to just watch Dateline, do face masks on a Friday night. Yeah, then he's like, I don't know why I said Dateline. So it's probably not the best choice, but I don't know. Maybe he's thinking of Chris Hansen, Chris Harrison confusion. That was a Dateline, I think, way back when. Yeah, I think he's a fun character and would be a shoo-in for Paradise if that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So we have a few questions from our audience. Justin Feinberg. Who among Robbie, Chase, and Luke was most disappointed to hear JoJo say that she fell in love with Jordan during hometown dates? And do you feel bad for anyone, one of those people, having to relive their past heartbreak? No or no? Speaking.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Speaking of JoJo's hometown date with Jordan, do you think JoJo has met Jordan's brother Aaron yet?
No, I don't think she has.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for any of those three guys. Three of the worst men who've ever been on The Bachelorette. Congratulations.
Yeah. She had had like the worst cast.
And I also don't think that's when she was like figuring out that she fell in love with, like she's falling in love with him. I think that was earlier on. I think his hometown date was too weird and like too sad to like fall in love with somebody.
Right. Yeah. His was kind of awkward. I felt like she had a really good hometown with like Luke. So at that time I was like, still like, oh, maybe there's a chance with him. I thought Noah was like upset to hear it, because every time like JoJo walked in, they would show like a clip of Noah, like either like straightening himself out a little bit, straightening his hair, or just kind of like beaming. So I thought it was kind of funny that they would show that. Will Harrington, do you think production offered Bennett his own living accommodations in Paradise to go back and tell Tayshia he loved her to stir up some drama?
No, I think his parents bought the La Quinta for him.
Because we had speculated, like, did he pay for that upgrade to his suite or not? Or if, was that just, like, set up for him? So it could have been. Could have been like, well, I don't want a roommate. I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
And then Alec Hester, do you think the show genuinely took positive steps in the offseason to handle serious topics more mindfully? Or is this just the result of a great lead and group of guys that are willing to talk about these topics?
This was a question I had. I posted on Twitter as well, because I really don't know. I think that the Bachelor production needed to have conversations in the off season to figure out how to better handle the explaining of some past traumas. And I think it's good that they're finally having these conversations, or if they were having them before, that they're showing them, because it makes the cast more is it four dimensional, right? Or is it three dimensional? Is it four? Am I a fourth dimension person or am I 3D?
I think it's three dimensional.
Oh my God. I always feel like such an idiot on these podcasts. Oh my God. And everyone's
you have
listening
me, like,
to me,
like double thinking, like overthinking this.
Yeah, like, am I, what's 4D?
Well, I saw, like, I think, like, at a theme park, I saw, like, Shrek 4D, and it was, like, they had,
you
like,
you can smell it?
Smell it or something.
So am I 5D? Okay, I'm looking it up. 4D.
But three-dimensional is what people say, right? Quarantine has taken too much from us. We have no brain cells left.
What is three-dimensional? Okay, so am I three-dimensional? Okay, I'm Googling. Am I three-dimensional? Dimensional. Can I even spell dimensional?
Are humans three-dimensional?
What are three-dimensional shapes? A solid figure or an object or shape that has three dimensions, length, width, and height.
Okay, so that's people, right?
Yeah. Unlike two-dimensional shapes, three-dimensional shapes have thickness or depth. Well, I have thickness. I have no depth, as you guys have figured out.
Oh, here. This one that I got says height with depth, and it says, less obviously, we can consider time as an additional fourth dimension, as Einstein famously revealed. So we inhabit a space of three dimensions, but time is the fourth dimension?
What? I think I need to be high for this. Yeah.
Someone asked it on Quora. Are people considered three-dimensional or four-dimensional?
What does it say?
People, like any other object that we know of, are made of particles that move in four-dimensional space-time. Therefore, although a person or any other object occupies only a three-dimensional volume in space, its path through space-time would look like a four-dimensional volume. I think it means we're three-dimensional.
I have truly never felt so stupid. Yeah.
I think we're 3D moving through 4D.
What? Anyway, yeah, I think it's great they're having these conversations, and I think Tayshia is a great person to have these conversations with. She seems to be bringing the best out in these guys. I don't think we're having these types of conversations if Claire is still the lead.
But have we seen Tayshia burn any of her clothes?
I guess not yet, or scream into the abyss.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, no. I think it's a combo of Tayshia and also The Bachelor being like, hey, you know, if this is a show about love and relationships, well, then we like need to show relationships, good and bad, and the, you know, how relationships aren't perfect because people aren't perfect. Like, let's talk about our histories and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just feel like they're showing a lot of things that are relatable to a lot of people.
So kind of like it's a combination. Like, it's Tayshia is bringing it out, but
yeah,
there might be other leads that have brought similar things out, but they just like decide not to show it for whatever reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction for sure. Alex Pacelli, why were the guys allowed to answer the lie detector questions without yes or no answers?
That was one thing that I didn't really think of. I was so caught up in like, well, this is fake anyway.
Right.
To not even think about like, this isn't how lie detectors usually work.
Right. You either have to say yes or no. Like, they're always yes or no questions. And these were yes or no questions, but they let the guys kind of like say things like, well, I hope so, or it might have happened already. So Elizabeth Berry, how do I get the rejected guys to date me?
Okay, first,
what's our plan?
Go on next season, The Bachelor. Then get on.
I think it's cast already.
The next one. Then get on Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
Or
how about a DM strategy in the meantime?
Yeah, slide into their DMs or hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase a cameo.
Ooh.
A cameo. And ask them to ask you out in the cameo.
Oh my goodness. That's a good idea. That's a good move.
Think about it.
That's a good like rom-com like setup. It's like the new Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's like, okay, I bought a cameo.
Win a date with the Bachelor reject.
Yeah. Well, and then some of them have done like auction off dates. Like I think Andy and Becca are doing that like for charity or something. So if like follow them, the ones you're interested in on social media for sure, and see if there's any like of those kind of little things that they might be doing too, or like if they're doing like Tyler Cameron used to like host runs. I mean, we can't do that now, but like some of these guys, like, you know, there might be opportunities to meet them down the line. And then let us know, because that would be exciting if one of our listeners like was dating. Who do we want to set her up with? Who are, would we be most excited from this cast?
That's
been rejected so far.
Damar.
Yeah.
Damar is going to be the king of paradise.
I miss Damar already. We didn't see enough of him.
No, he didn't.
He had such a great reaction too. Like, just handled it well. I don't know. He will. Yeah. Kind of sad not knowing what paradise is going to be and when, but
what it could have been.
I know. I feel like the La Quinta is like where it would be at. They like know what the lay of the land, but maybe the La Quinta doesn't want them there.
Maybe.
So I think they can find somewhere though. I think Mexico will let them back in too, if they have a plan. I've seen other reality stars traveling to Mexico on their own dime. So
yeah. Or the season of the challenge is being filmed in Iceland, and Iceland has some like strict protocols and everything. So I think they could, give me an Iceland season of paradise. You can have it on Blue Hot Lagoon? Springs.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable to me. I think that's something they should look into.
Definitely. Well, that's it for questions. I don't know if, has George updated our draft? Because I lost my number one pick.
Spencer. Who's your number one pick? I thought Spencer. I had Spencer.
No.
I have Noah?
I think you have Noah.
Oh, good for me.
Yeah.
I do have some takes from Doug.
Okay.
He said, do you think JoJo forgetting to alert us that it was the final rose is a fireable offense, or did she redeem herself by composing a scavenger hunt that took us back to the single most important location, La Quinta, the haunted tennis court?
Oh, yeah. That was the one clue we heard. Such a strange scavenger hunt. They had to break piñatas. And.
If you were promised an oasis by JoJo, would you feel ripped off as the contestant should have been?
Yes.
Just ended up on a wood bench? Yeah, yes, you thought so. Not even a pool.
On my
wavelength.
Right. Yes.
Do you think that Claire hooked up with Adam Hambridge, who was the musical guest, and the producers brought him back in a similar move to what they did to Victoria F, only to realize he would actually just be another nameless musical guest once Tayshia took over? That's funny.
He's Claire's ex. That would be good.
Doug has some name suggestions for us. Ooh. He said, if you and Amy had just change your names and start a new life, which names would you choose for one another? Might I recommend Francis and Olive? Who'd be Francis and who'd be Olive?
I feel like you would be Olive because
snack.
Yeah.
Although I don't love olives, but I like the name Olive.
Yeah, I don't love olives either, but it's a cute name. You could go by Ollie, which is kind of like Haley.
That's true. Oh, that's cute. Ooh, that's cute. Okay, I'm putting that in my little memory bank.
I could handle Francis, I think. It's a little old-fashioned, but then there's like the nickname Frankie. So
true.
It's kind of cute, too.
Were you more shocked by the lie detector revealing that Ivan had a boner, that Zach cheated in grade school, that Riley changed his name to something other than Max Power, or that Bennett clearly paid the producers to skip the whole thing and be brought back later so he didn't need to discuss the dubious origins of his vast wealth?
Yeah, that would have been interesting, Bennett on the state instead of Noah.
And he says, the fact that we need to miss hometowns and watch the men tell all. Next week has me angrier than ABC intern who needs to clean up all the tennis balls Ben dumped out.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even put that together. Okay, so, because I was like, oh, we're going to like get through, like the first part is going to be like the Blake one-on-one or whatever that's going to be, where she's going to get rid of him for sure. And then
mosey into hometowns.
And then hometowns, but no, if they're showing clips of the men tell all, then we're already getting the men tell all, which usually we get when there's like three left or two left, even like usually it's right before the final two.
Maybe so. They want, like, all the other guys wanted to leave, so they're like, okay, we got to film this while everyone's still here.
Oh, so maybe that's like, why
I think everyone's on set still.
That's why it's only like those few.
Yeah,
because I don't think I saw Chasen. So if it's just DeMar, Ed, Spencer, who are just eliminated, and whoever like gets eliminated this upcoming one, that's a good thought. I mean, I guess that's a way that they can do it in person, you know, so to get like more of their typical feel. Oh, strange. Yeah, that's upsetting because I really want to know what they're doing for hometowns. But maybe this was also to buy the time of people flying out and quarantining there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting. That's for sure.
Maybe in the finale, they'll do like the Zoom thing where they like call in the final people.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's upsetting. All right. I have pulled up the draft results. And yeah, so I lost. This is still the old one. So yeah, I don't have it updated, I don't think.
Not quite. Wait, yet. Who are our teams again?
Okay. So you have Brendan, Ivan, and Noah. I have Spencer, Ben, and Zaxi.
I think those are, that's.
We did good.
I think we're going to do okay.
Should we just do all our drafts from now on, like after halfway watching through, like two episodes? Yeah. Like, okay, we've seen like who they're editing and who they're not editing.
I think that's a good call.
I thought Spencer would get at least a one-on-one here, but yeah, he really like, how awkward are those conversations? I want to release the tapes. He's definitely also a shoe-in for Paradise. Unless he was just like really terrible.
He's so pretty.
Yeah. He just looks like he belongs there. Well, that's it for this episode, Haley. Do you think you can handle the two episodes next week?
Yeah, I do. We haven't had a double episode in a while. I think I can handle it.
We've worked our way up to
it. Yeah. My TV schedule is getting a lot lighter.
True.
Dancing with the Stars is gone. The Amazing Race is coming to the end. But the challenge just started back up. Check out Ellie and Brian's coverage here on the Wrap Up Network. Mm-hmm. Great first episode. I watched it before we recorded. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Taskmaster doesn't have too much left. That's my Thursday night show. Great British Bake Off's done. Like I can go for a two-parter, you know?
All right.
Do you like the episodes on Tuesday?
Not really. I feel like even though things are different now, I still don't really love Mondays. And so like, it was always kind of that thing to like, gave me like that extended weekend feel. Like I have something to look forward to on Monday nights. So I kind of miss the Bachelor Mondays. I just have them too often. How about you?
I've been enjoying the Tuesday just as like something different, because Tuesdays are always my least favorite day of the week.
Okay.
So it kind of gives me something to look forward to. I like the almost surprise of having Mondays off, like where I don't have to do anything.
Yep. That's true. Yeah. I think wherever they put it, it kind of works. It was fun when it was Dancing with the Stars on Monday. And then, so then it was like, you have something that night, something Tuesday night. So I think maybe what I don't like is like pushing back our recording another day.
Yeah.
Like I'm like used to recording on Tuesdays. So Wednesdays, it's like, but there's no survivors, nothing really that I'm missing out on. So it still
It's nice because now next week we don't have to try and figure out Wednesday night if that works for us, because it already works for us.
No, we've already tested it out. It's established. Yeah.
So, good point. You know.
Yeah.
One little thing.
Yeah. Have you followed any of these people?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I'm just like, who's really killing it on Instagram right now? Like, who are they?
I follow Tayshia now. I did follow Tayshia. But it's very, for the most part, Bachelor contestants, I will follow on my burner account.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they really impress me.
Mm. They have to make the cut.
Yeah. Other than that, like, it's like, I don't need you there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering, like, who became, like, the grocery store Joe? Who's, like, the one that's really popping right now? And we'll get a random podcast in 2 years. I guess it remains to be seen. I haven't seen, like, a lot of, like, aside from, like, Bennett popping, like, a little bit early. And now, like, dropping off a cliff. So, we shall see what happens next week with Bennett. But, yeah, I think he'll be there to cause drama. And then at the cocktail party. And he'll still get eliminated. Who do we think is going to hometowns? Hometown week.
Brendan, Zach, Ben, Riley? No. Brendan, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 out of Zach, Ben, Riley.
Yeah.
But I don't know which.
Yeah.
Maybe Ben and Riley?
Yeah, but I feel like Zach is pretty strong. Because that's the only one she said she's falling in love with yet.
Yeah. That's fair.
Hmm.
I don't know. Could be anyone.
Yeah. Maybe Brendan or Riley.
Maybe all 5 of them. Like, it's just a Zoom call. Who gives a shit?
Good call. Yeah, maybe that'll be a twist. Because it does seem like a really steep drop off. Like, I feel like usually it's like 6-4 on a typical season. And it's like now with Bennett coming back in, it's like 8-4, I think. Like, she has to, like, eliminate half the people.
Again, I don't think Blake is making it to the next rose ceremony.
That's true. Yeah, he's definitely, like, set up for a fall. Poor Blake, but, you know, I just don't see it. I haven't seen anything with them. No. All right, well, Haley, as always, no lie detector needed. It was lovely to talk to you. And
yeah, this is great. I feel like this episode zoomed by.
I think so. But
the season is zooming by. Like, how many weeks do we have left?
I can't be like more than
3.
3, right? Or
when's Christmas? Is it in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look. What's today? It's the 9th. So I could. Oh, do you think they'll end on the 22nd?
That's crazy. Is it going to be like 2 weeks of 2 week episodes, 2 episodes a week? Like, I feel like we need at least 4 more episodes. So, because if next week is.
Maybe.
Oh, because
I can see that being the case.
We get mental all. Do you think we'll see hometowns at all next week?
I mean, next week, like the calendar week or in the direct next episode. So I think we're getting hometowns
on Tuesday.
Like during the 14th and 15th, but I don't know if we're getting on the 14th.
Maybe they'll do like the conclusion of this week, like the rose ceremony, and then the mental all, and then we'll do hometowns on Tuesday.
Maybe. I feel like we didn't get any clips from the hometowns. Oh, like, obviously, because then we would know who made it through.
Oh, okay. But that doesn't really stop them. But no. Yeah, I feel like we need to at least see some hometowns in the next calendar week, or how can we like conclude this season?
Yeah.
So we need like a fantasy suite episode for sure.
Yeah.
That's one thing we know they can fit in the resort.
Do you think they're just going to all like do it all in the president's suite?
Oh my gosh.
Well, because it's like Tayshia's like, am I going to leave my nice room for a room that's slightly less nice?
Yeah. Or have there been nicer rooms that they've been holding out just for the.
But I would assume the El Presidente, it's the president's suite. Isn't that the best in the hotel?
I mean, Chris Harrison had like a big place.
Yeah. But he had like the vice presidente suite.
Do you think they'll do something like camping in the desert as one of them? Like just a tent or something?
Oh my gosh.
Camp outside these grounds. I feel like somebody got a tent one time on one of these shows.
Yeah, like
in Iceland or something.
Ari and whatchamacall? Kendall in Peru.
Oh yeah. So they have to do something creative. So something to look forward to. All right. Well, on that note, I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and we will talk to you. Oh, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
You can find me on Twitter at @RJPRecapper. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.